Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Truth. You operate in a world of complexity and some danger, so it is important to discern truth from falsehood, truth from lies, true answers from mistakes. But the truth is difficult to discover. In fact, the whole concept of truth is shrouded in mystery and confusion. All religions claim to have the one true God. Christians believe in Jesus and the Muslims don't. All political parties claim to have the one true political economic truth. Socialist governments believe that they can create wealth by spending taxpayers' money, and the capitalists don't. Even the particle physicists say that the whole concept of truth is empty, that you cannot know the truth because the truth does not even exist. Then they quote the Heisenberg uncertainty principle as proof that you can't know anything for certain. If you ask them if they are sure of the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, they say, "We're absolutely sure of it. It's the foundation of physics." Since Immanuel Kant, most philosophers have given up completely on truth, and they call truth an unknowable noumenal world. So that tends to leave the rest of us rather befuddled and confused. As one commentator wrote, "Let us just say that the truth is whatever the individual thinks it is." But that can't be right either, can it? As the fans of the X-Files were always fond of saying, "The truth is out there." What is the truth? The problem, as usual, stems from the fact that we are using one word, truth, to denote more than one concept. Such an obvious error is bound to cause confusion. One word to denote many different concepts is bound to cause a mess. Imagine if a zoo renamed all their animals, allocating the entire list of different species, with only one word that subsumed all of the resident creatures. Let's call them all splodge. If you asked any question about splodges, you would get from different people strange contradictory answers for any question. Question: are splodges dangerous? Answer: yes, no, well, they can be sometimes. Question: do splodges eat meat? Answer: yes, no, well, they can do sometimes. The problem is that we are using one word to denote more than one concept. You understand the problem is that the word truth is one word that stands for more than one concept. The word truth stands for at least five very different animals. Don't get tigers and pussycats confused. They are similar, but they're not the same. And don't get the following meanings of truth confused. For they may be similar, but they're not the same. And in my opinion, each should be allocated a different word. But let's look at each of the five meanings of truth in turn. Truth level one, truth meaning existence. The most fundamental truth is existence as such. Truth meaning that which exists, independent of anyone's knowing about it. For example, on the dark side of the moon there are rocks that nobody has yet seen. For example, on the bottom of the deepest ocean there are sand grains that no one has yet discovered, but still they exist. The Earth existed before life on Earth existed. The Earth existed before conscious life on Earth existed. Therefore, existence precedes mind. And yet, there are planets that exist that are as yet unknown to any mind, but still they exist. This existence as such is level one truth. I sometimes call it brute truth or brute facts. Brute facts, independent of knowledge or any mind. The only contrast that there can be to existence is non-existence. That's number one truth, existence. What is number two truth? Number two truth is information about existence. Before you can gain knowledge about existence truth, you must gain information. Before you can gain knowledge, you must have information relating to the object of your knowledge. Now the question arises, is your information true? This means, is your information consistent with reality? Is your information accurate? Does it correspond to existence? Now the word truth is referring to the quality of the information you have available. Here is where the fighting starts, because the skeptics say you can never be sure of any information. Even direct observation is uncertain. Again, if you ask them if they are sure of the uncertainty principle, they say, absolutely certain. Truth version 2 pertains to true information. Truth 2 can be contrasted to the concept of inaccurate. Inaccurate information equals information that does not correspond to existence, e.g. untrue information. Next is truth level 3. Now, if you are a non-skeptic, you have access to some accurate information given to you by sense perception. Examples: Schrodinger's cat is on the mat. That man has a knife. There is a painful lump in my side. Now you have to reason, induce and deduce principles and conclusions from the given information. This twin process of induction and deduction is together called reasoning. Inductive reasoning is to arrive at general principles gained by abstracting from the observation of many instances. And deductive reason is to arrive at conclusions by applying general principles gained by earlier induction to a specific instance. Since mankind is not infallible, you can make errors here too. Thus, you can develop general principles that aren't true, and you can apply principles incorrectly to arrive at conclusions that aren't true. Therefore, truth version 3 means truth in the form of true general principles from inductive logic. And truth number 4 means truth in the form of proper application of principles to arrive at true conclusions, deductive logic. Truth 3 can be contrasted to incorrect principles. Example of incorrect principle: Aristotle's principle of natural place as an explanation of falling bodies. Example 2 of incorrect principle: Jean-Baptiste Lamarck's theory of acquired characteristics as an explanation of evolutionary change. Truth 4 can be contrasted to invalid conclusion. Example of invalid conclusion from bad deductive reasoning: all fish live in water. Dolphins live in the water. Dolphins are fish. The premises are true, but the reasoning is invalid, so the conclusion is not true. All wealth must be created. A printing press can be used to create money. Therefore, printing money is a form of wealth creation. The premises are true, but the reasoning is invalid, so the conclusion is not true. Would someone please inform Mervyn King and the others at the Bank of England that printing money is not a valid form of wealth creation? Inductive and deductive reasoning can arrive at true conclusions or not. Conclusions derived from human reasoning may be true or not. In these cases, not true means incorrect or invalid, or incorrect and invalid. Truth 5. Truth 5 pertains to honesty and dishonesty. Truth 5 denotes a state of mind. It is a measure of my intention to tell you honestly what information I have, what the information has led me to believe, the conclusions I have drawn from my application of that information. This truth 5 is to be contrasted to lying. A lie being a deliberate dishonest statement or omission of any information, belief or conclusion I have with the intent to deceive another. Example: if I knew that there was only one bar of chocolate remaining in the fridge, I could tell you that there was no chocolate in the fridge so as to preserve the world's scarce resources of chocolate for those whose need is greatest. This non-truth is a lie. Truth here is a moral issue. Here, on a level 5, a truthful statement is an honest statement. So I could tell you the truth on level 5 and tell you something that was factually incorrect on level 1 and 2. And the opposite is also possible. Theoretically, I could tell you a lie on level 5, which is actually factually correct on levels 1 and 2. Get it? To summarize, become dissatisfied with the simple dichotomies of truth versus falsehood and truth versus lie. Also, become dissatisfied with the skeptics and the particle physicists who campaign so ardently for uncertainty. Instead, set up in your mind 5 files and label them. Truth level 1, existence as such. Truth level 2, truth as information about that which exists. Truth level 3, truth in the form of true principles. Truth level 4, truth in the form of true conclusions. Truth level 5, truth in the form of honesty. Also, become dissatisfied with the word false. Things aren't true or false. So if you study logic, you can throw away those dopey true-false truth tables. Substitute a more complex model into your mind. Truth 1, existence or non-existence, 1 or 0. Truth 2, accurate information or inaccurate. Truth 3, general principles, correct or incorrect. Truth 4, conclusions, valid or invalid. Truth 5, honest statements or dishonest. Distinguish the 5 forms of truth and their contraries. Truth is important but confusing. Sort out the sets in your mind. Allocate meanings and definitions. Then don't ever be confused again when someone says, "Do you believe me or are you calling me a liar?" Or when some guy says, "Of course you can trust me. I'm an honest guy. I've never been convicted for any offence." The truth is out there. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to find it. Thank you.